curated to encourage leaders at all levels to be their best selves and to bring a fresh, curious perspective to today's issues in business and culture. Our goal is to equip listeners with the resources to always move forward.
Welcome to the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. I am Carla Soans, once again here with the great Ron Kitchens.
Oh, the great.
The great. It's almost great. Like the Wizard of Oz, like the great and wonderful Oz.
Yeah, that means there's nothing behind the curtain.
That's not true in this case. That is definitely not true. So, Ron, just to prove that that's not true, on last week's podcast, we started talking about the talent shortage. And in that podcast, you talked about the importance of really setting up a personal leadership plan with each of the employees as a way to really continue to invest in them and to really accelerate their leadership and the leadership growth on the team. And when we were talking about that, we could have went on way longer. So we decided to do a round two and to really talk a little bit deeper into this personal leadership plan. And I have some questions for you.
Shoot.
I personally have really benefited from this style of having a personal leadership plan. But it was something that was very new when I came into the organization. And I have a visionary strength in my wheelhouse, but had never been tapped into in terms of my actual career and my development, because I think I was playing small ball. I was always thinking about when somebody asked me to set personal, or should I say professional, goals for myself. So my personal professional goals, I was always thinking about the key business drivers for that organization right now. And what would those be? And what were those success points? And what were the goals for that division or that project? Which meant that I was often really only thinking in the next 3 to 9 months, sometimes longer, depending on the length of the project. But when I got here, you very quickly were like, that's not big enough. And that was really uncomfortable, because that meant I had to really share what I actually thought we could do, even though I wasn't sure how we were going to do it, or it seemed crazy big. And what if we didn't get there? Would I get fired? Like, that kind of mentality was still there. There was a little bit of fear. So can you talk about how you've coached not only myself, but others to stop thinking in these really short fragments of time and really start thinking a lot bigger in terms of planning out our leadership and our professional goals?
Yeah, I think that's really important. So it's one of those that is hard. There's this fear. So this will drive some people nuts when I say this, but I happen to be a fan of the Dixie Chicks. Now, before anybody writes me nasty notes that how dare they say what they said in London against President Bush, President Bush is a friend of mine. My daughter worked for President Bush, and after retirement in his private office, I worked for President Bush Sr. in a campaign capacity. So these are friends. So I can still like people and on two sides of a discussion. But the reason I bring that up is because the vitriol of this shut up and sing reminds me that people get scared about having a dream and telling their boss, their coworkers about it, because people say, well, just do your job. I don't want to hear about what you want in the future. Just do your job today. Well, in a world where we have fewer people, the people have more choice, and there's more ways to work. You don't have to come to a place where you stick a card in to a time clock every day anymore. We can't have that mentality. And, you know, great organizations never did. Great organizations, those that thrived, always valued people above all else. So we have to create an environment where people can speak their dreams out loud. You know, I just recently finished Jay-Z's biography. And, you know, everything I read in there, it's cool. He has this great life. He pulled himself up by his bootstraps. But the concept that I took away from it was this concept of speaking the future into existence. And if we can create an environment where internal futures are spoken to existence, personal futures are spoken to existence, then you create an environment where, you know, we're surpassing Maslow's hierarchy and all of those things. We're saying not only do I validate your desire to achieve these things? I want to partner with you and make whatever resources I can bring forward to help you succeed. I want to do that. So once you've created that kind of safe environment, then it's about helping people dream. That's actually the hard part. The hard part is sitting down with people and then pushing back, saying your dream's not big enough. Your dream's not big enough. And this isn't just, you know, people at entry level or mid-career. You know, we talk about, you know, millennials, but millennials are almost 40 now at the top end. And so we're talking about people in some cases. I hit it a few years back where I had achieved everything on my list. You know, we've talked about it on this podcast, you know, the last thing on my list of kind of validations is I wanted to have the governor at my house for dinner. I didn't care who the governor was. I wanted a governor at my house for dinner because it was about validating the position I'd achieved. And when I achieved that, I thought, now what am I going to do? I've achieved everything. So I put together some goals, some plans, but it isn't done yet. It isn't refined enough. And frankly, some of them aren't big enough. And so I'm struggling. Struggling is an okay word. I'm struggling. There's a tension there between what do I want for Ron Kitchens, Inc., and what do I want for Southwest Michigan First and Consultant Connect and Catalyst University, those things, those businesses that I lead, and how do I ensure that they're growing together, but also knowing that I have to have both sides of the balance growing or neither will be successful. That's probably a long way of saying, yeah, this is really important stuff.
Really important and really hard. But before we go any further, I do just want to compliment you on your music selection. You went from Dixie Chicks all the way to Jay-Z in one question.
I am an eclectic guy.
Yeah,
on my
I love
music.
That. I love that, that you're just listening to it all. That's amazing. So question for you, though. I know you talk about how hard it was to not only adapt this as kind of your leadership style as you were coaching others, but also how hard it is to actually do the coaching those first few times. So if you could let somebody else in on how you do this, so the first coaching session with somebody, how many times on average does it take before there is that level of trust and partnership? Or are there any certain characteristics that you see in team members that this goes faster with, where they're able to see that possibility and kind of lean into you in this idea faster than others? Keys to success.
Yeah. So I think the first thing you have to do is you have to ask the Olivia Pope question. So the Olivia Pope question is, and if you don't know who Olivia Pope is, look it up, Google it. Olivia Pope question is, what do you want? Most people can't tell you that. When we sit down and ask that question the first time, what do you want? They can't tell you an answer. They literally sit there dumbstruck that they never really thought about what they wanted. Or if they do, they can say, you know, well, I'd really like a better car. Well, yeah, that's an outcome to what you really want. So you want to make more money so you can afford a better car. Okay, how do we do that? So you literally have to walk through all of these things. And it depends on the person. You know, we're all hardwired to hear and react to questions differently. But it is this idea of what does the dream look like? Most people have never been given permission to dream about their own lives. You know, we all have daydreams where we're in the shower or wherever that moment is, but we never write them down. And on a recent podcast, I shared the story about journaling. So here, another musical reference. So I got my journaling practice from Snoop Dogg.
Nice.
And so I happened to be standing outside of a hotel when he walked out of his tour bus for breakfast. And we end up at breakfast together and he's carrying a journal and he starts telling me about how he writes all of his ideas down because he never knows when he's going to need them. And I said, well, do you ever really need them? And he said, oh, 4 or 5 times a year. That's what makes my living, is those ideas I wrote down in that journal. And so getting people to journal what they want, and I'm doing it right now, about where do I see myself beyond the transactional. It's easy to go, well, you know, in my case, I'm going to retire in 15 years, and I want to do these things, and I need this. But those are outcomes. What's the input look like? And so it's really hard for people, but asking those probing questions and not being frustrated if you're a type A leader who's figured it out of going, no, just tell me what you want, damn it. What do you want on there? People don't know because they haven't been given permission to dream big and to make themselves the hero of their own story. And I think that's what we have to kind of convey to people is if you're the hero of your own story, what does that look like? And that's a really scary question for most people because they have to admit then that they really do have that dream.
Yeah, I think in a world where everything that we do is so visual, you can see it online, everybody has a story that's out there, whether you want it to be or not. It's really hard to actually put words to what your dreams are because what if you're held to them? And what if you don't achieve them? What if they change? What does that mean? Again, a world of nuance.
And you're going to be judged. There are going to be haters who tell you, you can't do that. You know, there's a great book out, The War of Art, and the book is about resistance, that achieving what you want to do is your enemy is not your own talent. Your enemy is the resistance. The voice in your back of your head says you're not worthy. The voice in the back of your head says, hey, why don't you check Facebook? The voice in the back of your head says, hey, you don't need to read this book. You know, the Academy Awards are on. Brian Koppelman, who is the showrunner for the TV show Billions. Brian has a great podcast called The Moment. I was introduced to Brian through our mutual friend, John Acuff. But Brian tweeted last night just before the Academy Awards, hey, if you're a writer and you haven't written your pages today, and Brian, somebody says, if you're going to be a writer, you need to write 5 pages, whether crud or not, 5 pages every day. If you're a writer and you haven't written your pages, don't watch the Academy Awards. Those aren't your awards. You haven't earned them yet. You're going to earn your rewards. You're going to earn the great things in your life by doing the hard work, not watching TV, not watching other people celebrate their success. So that's really hard for people to understand what that looks like. But that's why you have to have a coach. That's why you have to have that. And, you know, it's why we train a lot of leaders. And we're not supposed to use the word train because you train a dog, I guess. We accelerate a lot of leaders who are kind of point leaders on how to do this so that they can then hopefully take it down to their team level. Because a team that knows what they want will outproduce a team that just accepts what they get every time.
Exactly. So we would be remiss if we didn't talk directly to a person who's sitting in a seat as an emerging leader that may not be in an organization like Southwest Michigan First. And there's a lot of individuals out there that are in a leadership position or in an emerging leadership seat in an organization that is still not looking at things in this, what many people would say is a very Pollyanna type leadership. Well, just tell me what your dreams are and we'll come alongside you as family. Some people think that that's a little bit out there. And it is a little bit. So if you were sitting in a seat that this isn't the leadership style of the organization that you're in, what advice would you give to that individual?
I would listen to the Spice Girls every day. So we got musical reference and what's the song? What's the line from the song? Tell me what you want. Tell me what you really, really want. And if you can't do that, then you don't have any reason to be upset when you don't get what you need. And so as a emerging leader, you've got to define what you want. And when you do that, you will know whether you're in the right organization or not. If you're in an organization who doesn't celebrate that, who doesn't say, let us co-lead with that. Now, if you're in an organization that's doing, like we are doing, consulting to businesses, economic development groups, chambers, if you're in an organization that does that and you want to be a brain surgeon, yeah, we probably can't help you much other than introduce you to the people that we know who are brain surgeons. But so you can't expect us to help you build your career around that. But if you're in a place that doesn't allow you to thrive and move towards your goals interconnected with the organizational goals, then you got to find a different place. But don't go to a different place because you think they're going to define for you your goals and make you happy because you don't know what's going to make you happy. So you've got to figure out what you want Now, as a point leader, I would be brokenhearted if the people around me didn't feel comfortable in telling me what they want. You know, as our CFO, Kim Weissar, who's an incredible, incredible leader. But when she joined us 2 years ago, you know, we had the discussion. She made it really clear. Listen, I want you to know I want to have a baby. And it'll be, I'll give you some notice, but it'll be in the next couple of years. And so when Kim 2 weeks ago let us know that she was going to have a baby, it was something we could all celebrate together. I didn't feel disgruntled. I wasn't freaked out about what are we going to do, because we knew all along that was the goal. So we built our systems around managing in that. When you left for maternity leave, not that we didn't miss you, but there were no plates that hit the floor. There was nothing that went wrong, so we could celebrate this success, not feel victims of it. So you're going to have change in your life. Do you want to be a victim or you want to be a victor? A victor is somebody who says, I prescribe the change I'm going to have, and that's what I'm moving towards. And a victim says, well, this happened and I didn't really want it, but I guess I'll just be happy with it. You know, that is no way to live your life, and your organization will not thrive if that's how you live your life.
So the theme of today is, tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
That's right.
We went from Spice Girls, Dixie Chicks, Jay-Z, and Snoop Dogg.
That's right. And we threw Olivia Pope in there just for some glamour.
Yes. All right. Well, that wraps up today's session with Ron Kitchens. Do you have any parting words for the leadership audience?
Every person that's ever been born was gifted with something that makes them special. Most of us hide that specialness, because we're afraid that we'll be judged by it. We have imposter syndrome, of that resistance in our brain says, who are you to be this great? Who are you to dream this great? Who are you not to be great? Who are you not to maximize that greatness that was put into you the second you were born? That's what our fear should be. Our fear should be being great at things that don't matter and ignoring the things that we were born to do. And if we can change our cultures to focus on helping everybody be great, man, the happiness quotient rockets, productivity rockets up, and the world's just a better place. And that's what kind of we want for people, is want everybody to live in their own greatness.
That was a perfect way to end a great session. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, and we'll see you all next week. Hey, thanks for sticking it out with this. You know, we don't normally do kind of these commercial things at the end, because it's about you, not about us. But one of the things that we've put together is a book for the Lenten season called 40 Days of Community. And you don't have to be a faith-driven leader to enjoy this. But in a lot of traditions during Lent, they give something up. Well, as you can tell, when you look at pictures of me, of my weight and the other things in my life, I am terrible at giving things up. And frankly, it doesn't give me joy. It gives me energy. So what I want to do is use 40 days of praise and 40 days of changing the world. So we created an ebook called The 40 Days of Community. It's absolutely free. It takes you through 40 days of Lent and the things you can do, you know, like adopt a puppy. If you can't afford to go adopt a puppy, then write a check to your local shelter for a week's worth of food for a puppy in there. But it's the things we can do in our lives that are easy that some days we forget about. You know, buy the person at Starbucks behind you, you know, their coffee. Or one of my things growing up with a single mom is, you know, when I see single mom with kids in a restaurant, I try to buy their meal for them, just because I wish somebody had done that for my mom when we were in that time in our life, in that season. So this book is about those things. It's getting incredible reviews coming in. We want you to have this. It's no cost. You can go to ronkitchens.com, and there's a link right there. You put in your email. We send you the book. We're not going to harass you about anything else. There's no fees. There's no handling charges. This is about you and helping you thrive for those 40 days. Good luck. God bless. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us. We hope today's conversation inspired you to keep moving forward on your leadership journey. To connect with Ron, you can tweet him at Ron Kitchens or send them a message via ronkitchens.com. If you are listening via iTunes, please leave a review. It really helps us connect to you, grow our impact, and keep moving always forward.